Welcome to the Leadership Podcast, brought to you by LifeWest, the chiropractic college. I'm your host, Dr. Ron Oberstein.
And I'm your host, Dr. Mary Oberstein.
And we're excited to have you join us as we bring special guests in the world of health, leadership, business success, and chiropractic. Our mission is to create a brighter future for humanity, and we are thrilled to walk this journey with you.
Enjoy this episode, and thank you for being with us today.
Well, hello, LifeWest community, and all of our alumni and friends. Welcome to our Leadership Line video chat. And today, I have a good friend of mine, Dr. Claudia Onrig. Hi, Claudia.
Hi, Ron. Hello.
I'm living in Fresno.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's good?
Good. Everything's great here.
Good. So most people don't know this, or maybe there's probably a handful that do. You're like, oh, I just lost you there. Like Carol Ball and Joe Hall and people like that.
Yeah.
You know, Claudia and I go back over 40 years right now, right? You know, when Claudia started school originally at the original Pacific States Chiropractic College, and that was turned into LifeWest. And when LifeWest took over Pacific States, there wasn't accreditation at that time, right? So you guys, all the class was able to you were the first class, they were able to come over to Life College back in Marietta, Georgia to get some credit, you know, to graduate from an accredited college, right? And so I remember meeting you when you came there. We became friends, and then, you know, you graduated from there, but actually you have a LifeWest degree, right?
Well, I have a life degree, but I feel like a LifeWester because of my years of Pacific States becoming LifeWest. So yeah, my heart is here in California as well. So
of course, but you don't have a, you not have a LifeWest, they didn't do a dual?
No, they did not. I think there just was so much going on getting accreditation. They probably never thought about it. So
yeah, probably. Well, listen, I'm going to talk to the president of LifeWest. There's a current president of LifeWest. I'm going to talk to this person, and I'm going to find out if we can find that round that class up and get them all a degree from LifeWest.
We would be honored. Yeah, we would be so honored, Ron.
Well, I'll look into that, I promise. But listen, let's jump into it because you know what? We have about 20 minutes or so, and I, you know, Claudia, you're doing phenomenal stuff. I know you've been teaching pediatrics for years. You wrote the first textbook on pediatrics, you know, that ever came out in the chiropractic profession that I'm aware of. You've been lecturing and doing everything. I know you have a company called Generations that does mentoring for doctors, right, in their offices and doing things. And you're just doing amazing things. Let's talk about, you know, right now everyone's kind of in the same position and with this COVID issue. You know, you are still practicing, right?
Correct.
Yeah. So just share with us, you know, share with us some of the things that you see. I know how you always see the opportunities in things. So, you know, I'm going to leave it to you. I'm going to just pass the mic, so to speak.
Absolutely. Well, a few weeks ago when we saw things trending that maybe things were going to shut down or people were going to maybe go in a little bit of fear or panic, one of the simplest things I did with my staff was just I spent time with them, you know, on a daily basis explaining, you know, what to expect and how our practice was going to be safe. So the number one thing is I took care of my staff, making sure, you know, taking care of their needs and knowing that they were going to have a job to come to because I couldn't live my life without my staff. They're my wing women in my practice. So staff really came first in my communication. And then the second thing I saw, Ron, was that I could see that some people would get confused with the practice, you know, it was a practice open. And so we actually, as many of our fellow colleagues are out there, you guys email, text your patients. And so we started a protocol a few weeks ago that the night before their visit, we called to confirm your appointment is Wednesday morning at 9 a.m. And so just a simple thing like that, many of our patients go, oh, I didn't even realize you were open. Yes. So that was a really important, you know, a important tool to have. The second thing was the third thing we did was ensure people that we were, you know, that in just in case they needed to get in. The third level that we did was we actually starting about a week and a half ago, I told, again, sharing with my staff because this was something they were going to do for me, is please call our patients who are not sure. They're at home now. They think they have to be quote unquote sheltered in, but they're now going stir crazy. So we're now at like 3-4 weeks into it. And so my staff starting 3 days ago, started calling everybody just letting you know our practice is considered essential. We're open the same practice hours. If you need to come in, we weren't saying, oh, hey, come on in. It's recall time. It's perfect. Right. Should you need to come in, We're available. Yesterday morning, my staff member Denise made some, probably a dozen phone calls. That afternoon, 5 hours later, I had three patients coming in, and one of them just started crying, saying, "I was so glad you were open. I needed to get in, and I know you were going to tether me. I knew that you were going to give me, just be optimistic the way you are beyond the adjustment." And so I would encourage all of my fellow colleagues, call them up, and not to try to schedule them in, but just let them know you're available. And also to maybe the messages, and also if you have a friend or family member, just in case they're in a crisis, even though I don't have a relief practice, but just in case there's a crisis and they can't see somebody, we would accept them as a new patient. And so what has happened is we've had a little dip, but I'm hearing from my colleagues, we're talking not my generation's members, but other practices out there, 50 to 75% loss of your practice. Whoa, whoa, whoa. We need to be preemptive. We got to look at it as an opportunity. Be nimble. You know, if somebody, you know, is scared, I ask them, okay, what do you need to do to feel comfortable to come in for an adjustment? Do you want to come in really, I'll come in early in the morning. I'll come during my lunch hour. Bring your own bed sheets, cover every piece of equipment in my office, and then take your bed sheet with you. I mean, whatever it is, look at it as an opportunity. And for those of you, you've got some little bit of downtime. Here's another thing. Do not forget the media stuff. Stop watching damn TV. Stop all the negativity. What you got to look at is look at how to reorganize your practice. Start purging the stuff, like pruning back like you're in farmland, like I am. Prune things back. Get ready. And you need to be looking at, by the end of April and May, you've got to have some things kind of instituted in your practice, maybe something fun internally in your practice, is kind of celebration, May's our celebration, we're getting out, you know, come in for your adjustment. You might even want to, depending on, again, what our state laws allow, could you have a community day that this is our thank you, we're out, away from the shelter, come in for a complimentary adjustment, celebrate, bring your kids in, and you could just do a day of giving back of service, and it would uplift the energy in the practices. Some of our older patients too, Ron, that we've done is we know that our elderly, look, we're 50 years in practice because my dad started our practice. And so we have people that have been with us over 50 years. So I get my 90-year-olds wanting to stay in practice. So I went by Target, bought some blank notes, and I decided that this last week and this week we're handwriting notes. We miss you. We love you. You know, for those, we're praying for you, whatever it is, love. And then I sign my name, staff signs it, and then we just sent just these cards out to everybody. And my dad, I go to lunch wrong way, my mom and dad, they're in their 90s. Now, my dad, when I told him this idea, he says, "Well, Claudia, seems like you need to get some more stamps. I'll go to your stamps." And my dad's 92. He doesn't care about the virus because he suggested and he eats clean. So he's out there buying the damn stamps for our practice to get the notes out to our patients. Look at his opportunity. Think of positive things. Love on your staff because they are worried. They're thinking you're going to shut down. It could be in the back of their mind. Encourage them because they're our lifeline too, our staff.
You know what's so cool? Because it really is. I mean, when you look at the opportunity that we have right now with some of the time we have right now, right, that we can be planning. You know, we usually do this like in November to see what we want to do next year. But right now it could be good. What do we want to institute? Like you said, I think it's brilliant. And it's a great time to meet with your team members, have powwows. You know, this is going to end, right? You know, right. So when it ends, it's not like, oh, where's everybody? Be prepared, right, like you just said, and have a plan set up, whether it's promotions and other stuff. Something we're looking at doing that you just reminded me of, because I thought about this last night when I went to bed, and not that I have enough in my mind right now. We put the whole school online in 3 days. I'm sorry, 3 weeks, and our people did a phenomenal job with that, faculty and our administration and everyone and staff. But here's the thing. We want to invite into our clinic at our health center here all the frontline workers. For free. The nurses and the doctors at the hospitals down the street and wherever, to have them come in, because think of the stress that they're under, right? And I know behind everything that you said is we're keeping our CDC protocols and doing everything correct and washing down our tables between every adjustment and do all the things that are, you know, that we need to do to be compliant, right? But we can certainly, you know, be essential, right? And that's pretty much what I love. You know, from what you said, it's really a great time. What is it? Making opportunity, right? Out of crisis or every crisis?
Absolutely. Because I mean, we have two choices. You could take this and be an Eeyore about it. And, you know, we have to be careful of our Eeyore patients, you know, where if you feed them during this time of crisis, that this is their moment to win their academy. And the same thing as doctors, sometimes it's, we have to not let ourselves get into it. This is Eeyore, but you have to look in the land of Pooh land, you know, be the Tigger, be the Piglet, you know, be Pooh, be optimistic, and just keep thinking, what could I do? Or, you know, this could be a great time for you filming some videos. You've been thinking, oh, I've been wanting to do some YouTube videos on a good night's sleep, or what's a good mattress, or feet, gait, and chiropractic. And so you could do just some short little clippings while you've got the downtime, and just, you know, and get a YouTube library together. You've been thinking about doing it. Now you have what? The time to do it. And please don't change up your practice hours. Well, come in if I'm not too busy. Keep your same practicing hours, because if you contract, the universe contracts with you. If you stay the same, the universe will fill back in on you. And so those practices who are contracting, they're going to have more numbers lost versus those staying open. I know it sounds really strange, but if you expand, the universe fills us in, right, Ron? If you contract, we're not porous, and nothing pours into us.
Right, right. And the other thing, too, is, you know, we have community members, you know, in the LifeWest community that don't feel comfortable being open. And right. And I think that's great. I you know, we have to honor every single person with where they feel, you know, and it's not about making somebody right and making somebody wrong. Just honoring where they feel they're at and what they feel they're doing, that's, you know, that is the correct thing, right? You know?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, some of my colleagues that I'm working with are in Canada and different states where they're not even practicing. And I agree. I think you have to come from where your heart space is at. What is being told to you? You know, we should close the practice for a week or a couple of weeks. What my community, you know, the culture of my community I practice in, I would be dishonoring to the community if I left my practice open. It would not be considered trustworthy, you know, within the community. So I agree. Any of our colleagues who need to be staying sheltered, closing their practice down, I think we should absolutely honor their journey, because it's the right thing to do for themselves, their staff, and basically the community they serve. So right. Yes, absolutely.
Right. And for whatever reason, you know, whether innately they feel that's the right thing, whether they research, they feel it's not right. It, you know, but my thing is, you know, do what you need to do for you, right? And don't make anybody else wrong, and no one should make you wrong, right?
Absolutely.
It's about honoring the space that we're given right now. And I just want to thank you, you know, because I know you have been an anchor, and the bombs that you just dropped in this very short video were phenomenal, because it is a great time to work on education, make sure your team members feel comfortable, make sure that they know they have a job, make sure that, you know, that we are not going anywhere. It's so easy to get into that negative space, isn't it? That headspace of, oh, nothing's going to happen. It's all going to be gone, right? And it's not. And it's not. You know, I remember 9/11, right?
Yeah.
It was like a ghost town. Didn't last as long as this, but it was like a ghost town. But still, everybody recovers. Everyone's going to come back, and they'll start coming back even more. With what you said, if you're anchored and ready to go, you know, ready to serve them. Well, I want to thank you, Claudia. I know that that you mentioned that you have something, you know, before we got on the air. This is really cool, and I want to thank you that you have something for our community. So I'll let you share it.
Absolutely. A couple of weeks ago, for my Generations members, they were chatting with, you know, gosh, what do I say in the adjust room on Monday, or do I have anything to hand out? So over the weekend, we created two flyers, and if our doctors from our LifeWest family, if they want to go to my website, drclaudiaonrick.com, go to free stuff, and you can print off this little flyer. But the flyer will say Dr. Blank, and what you'll do is the five tips, like, hey, get moving, be positive, eat clean, get good night's rest. Okay, so tip number five, or the number one tip, is don't forget to get adjusted as a family. And so, but it's designed for young families and so forth. I post it around on my practice. I have handouts to give to the practice, and everybody's welcome to go to free stuff at the website. And there's two looks. You pick the one you like, and just make sure you're personalized. Don't leave the word Dr. Blank. Put your name in there, and please use that in your practice. It's a good anchor for your patients.
That's great. That's great. Claudia, thank you. And thank you not just for that and offering it to our community. And we'll make sure it's probably already underneath you right now on the screen right now. You know, Dr. You know, ClaudiaOnrig.com. Please, thank you so much, you know, because it's times like this that the more we give, the more we receive. And it's really great. And so I want to also just thank you for all your years of dedication. I know that you've supported chiropractic, not just LifeWest and LifeWest, but chiropractic for so many years and have given so much. And, you know, you're going on 40 years in practice, still in practice, still teaching, still gone on the weekends, you know, and doing all the things that, you know, mentoring, you know, your mentoring group, all the things that are there. So thank you for being a rock. Thank you for being a woman chiropractor and going through, you know, from years and years and years where it used to be 20% women, if you remember when we graduated, you know, to where we are now, and just being so strong and so stable in what you do, and just really bringing chiropractic to the level that it deserves to be. And you're a big reason for it. So I appreciate you. And I can't wait to see you live. You're speaking at the Wave this year.
Yeah,
so I can't wait to see you live. And we're not talking over video chat, though it's nice to communicate. And if there's anything, you know, for our viewers, if you need anything, Claudia, they can reach you through your website.
Yeah, via the website, or they can call our practice at 559-291-7800, and they can speak to Anastasia. She assists any doctors in the United States with anything that we could help to troubleshoot.
Great. Awesome. Well, thank you for that offer. Love and appreciate you. Say hi to your father. Yeah. And Ernst's been practicing. What year did he graduate?
Oh, geez, I forget. But over 52 years ago. So
52 years ago. It's just so awesome. So anyways, and to your brother and sister, everyone, just give them our love. We appreciate you and our community. Thank you for staying with us. Thank you for listening today. And we'll be bringing more people to you every week. So once again, stay strong, stay healthy, stay loving, and stay adjusted, okay? Good. Thanks so much.
Thank you for joining us today, and for the love, commitment, and passion you emanate every day.
Together, we know we will make this world a better place.